From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. This week, detectives with the Eureka Police Department's problem-oriented policing team removed 18 illegal trespassers and boarded up a property on the 1200 block of 4th Street due to ongoing criminal activity. The action was in response to numerous complaints from neighbors and business owners about drug use, drug dealing, prostitution, and assaults. The trespassers had been advised they were not allowed on scene during a prior contact on March 31st. Owner of the building lives out of state and has never leased or rented the location. All 18 trespassers were found to be there illegally and were removed. New Life Services responded, boarding up the building. 10 of the 18 trespassers were on probation. 6 had warrants. Due to the current COVID-19 situation, all were advised on their warrants. Resource and housing options were made available. One person directly connected with Betty Chin. The inside and outside of the building had been trashed. Hundreds of hypodermic needles were laying around. A bicycle that was reported stolen back on April 24th was recovered as well. Humboldt County officials are applauding the governor's decision to keep North Coast beaches open. Sheriff Billy Hansel said, closing beaches in areas where people weren't following social distancing is a more appropriate response than a statewide closure. Both he and Humboldt County Health Officer Dr. Teresa Frankovich reached out to state officials to express their opposition to the proposed order. A state-mandated beach closure order was being considered by the governor as a response to crowds gathering last weekend on two Southern California beaches. Well, the Humboldt County Joint Information Center call center often receives calls from county residents seeking clarity on allowable services under the shelter-in-place order. Allowable services are those businesses that may continue to operate under state and county shelter-in-place orders. The allowable services list was compiled to further provide clarity, indicating with a simple yes or no which businesses can provide services to the public during this phase of the epidemic, as long as social distancing is followed. The full list of allowable services available on the county's website, COVID-related page. Well, the Rotary Club of Eureka recently announced that 18 scholarships were awarded to local students with a total value of more than $15,000. Among them, the Scott Guild Scholarship for $600, 6 Wolford Scholarships, total value $7,000, 6 scholarships awarded to Eureka High School students as well, and 3 scholarships awarded to College of the Redwoods students. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.